This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, all over again, another day of What's on Your Mind, because we love talking to the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, and the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air. We're ready to go. Getting to it on a Wednesday, toll-free telephone number for you to join the conversation is 800-228-0550. Question for you, the new budget that is funding government between now and September, averting a government shutdown because the swamp loves to threaten the idea of a government shutdown as if somehow the world comes to an end if the government shuts down, right?
Yes,
it comes to an end, Todd, according to the swamp. Now, all this is from the perspective of the...
Would that be a bad thing if it actually did?
I think it would not. In fact, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is in a little bit of hot water with the swamp, not with the people, so it doesn't matter much. But the swamp cannot believe that he tweeted out something yesterday about a good shutdown. You know, be a good shutdown. What is a good shutdown for you? So I want to talk a little bit about that. Hillary Clinton is proving why she is sort of a laughingstock now, honestly. She is a laughingstock. And, she is popular in some very liberal circles, but otherwise she's a laughingstock. A huge disappointment for the snowflakes and the left, as she was not able to win. But in the very same breath, within literally a minute, she yesterday in an interview with CNN's... what's her name? Christiane Amanpour or whatever, said, I lost and it was my fault. I take personal responsibility for that. But here's why I lost. It wasn't me. I kid you not, folks, this happened. So I'm curious what you think of that. We also had an epic call yesterday. Do you remember Dustin from Driscoll who called in, Todd, and presented a question, I guess that was a question, to Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, in our legislative recap. You remember that? I think you do. Pretty sure you do. Reb, do you remember that? You remember that, yep. Reb's nodding his head. Manny, do you? Yep. Manny is nodding, even though he's talking. He can multitask. Todd, I don't know where Todd is, but I know he's nodding as well. He remembers.
You can't hear me nodding?
Oh, yeah, that's...
I got rocks in my head. I figured they'd be sloshing around in there.
Please nod a little louder. It was quite the call.
Oh, I hit the mic now. Ouch.
And one call does it all, when you call Delta Constructors. And we have a call of the day every day we're going to share with you. We're doing this to inspire you in one way or another. Set the bar high. So we're going to start with that today. This is the call from yesterday. And then, by the way, we will also... Well, I'll just tell you now, Senator Rich Wardner of Dickinson is going to be here, Senate Majority Leader, recap the legislative session, top of next hour. And then Senator John Hoeven will be here as well, another of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episodes. We're going to talk about his take on it from a congressional perspective and also about this new $15 million down payment on what the federal government owes the state of North Dakota. He had an announcement on that this week as well. So we'll talk with him about that coming up on the program. But first, here is the Delta Constructors call of the day from yesterday. This was from Dustin and Driscoll. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. Or I can. Sure, I will. Okay, here we go.
You voted against police and fire unions, and really it's time for you to go, bud.
Like a list.
Yeah, in fact, you had most all of it wrong, because I didn't support most of those items. They might have passed in my chamber.
I watched it. I watched it all go down. I was there when you voted against police unions. I was in the audience. You do not tell me that. Police and firefighters and WSI protection for rural emergency responders, you voted against it.
I would do it again because it's just not the way we can do on part-time things.
Wow, bud. I'll treat you, bud. 20 years in session, you're done.
Thanks. Being here from Driscoll, I'm not too concerned about you, but get your facts right.
All right. So anyway, you didn't get all of that, but you got the gist of it. So Dustin Driscoll calls, and Al Carlson, I thought, did a pretty good job of responding point by point, and then Dustin wanted to jump back in. And then Dustin says, you know, 20 years in office, you're you don't support this, you don't support that. So it was fiery. Now, first of all, points to Dustin and Driscoll for calling, even though he disagrees on something. We welcome it. If you disagree with something I say, you disagree with something the caller says, please do it. But you will not be able to carry on a conversation like that. In other words, call in, ask your question, wait for an answer, which Dustin wasn't doing, and don't be rude. You know, don't. I don't mind passion. I really don't. I have it and express it regularly on this program. So I understand that. But there's a line between being passionate about what you believe, standing up for something, and just being flat-out rude. And you can't do that. You can't do that. And, you know, it's kind of fun to hear the passion from Dustin and Driscoll, who believes unions are the end-all, be-all. All right? And, again, in that case, you call, you don't support the unions? Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. What he was talking about was whether or not it should be mandated that communities allow volunteer part-time firefighters into a union. Whole different thing. A lot of budget concerns, and there's other reasons for that. That's a good back and forth and a discussion. That's fine, but it was a bit of a leap. So anyway, that was the call of the day in our Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day. And One Call Does It All. To Delta. They are turnkey. They do it all. I mean, if you need help on the well side, listen up, Foreman, for any oil company, they're working for some of the big boys right here all throughout North Dakota, and they solve problems from A to Z. They do it all. So if you're dealing with multiple vendors on the well side, call these guys, and they do it all. One of my favorite examples was they have a portable flare trailer that they actually built because they wanted to help out a customer that was changing out a flare and wanted to continue to work. So they set it up. And, switch it out, do all the work, minimizes impact of the production. That's the kind of problem solvers they all are. Eric is the guy you call. Here's his cell, 406-250-8151, or find out more at DakotaConstructors.net. Okay? Global solutions for the oil and gas industry, and they're doing it in many places, including the great state of North Dakota. So, what's on your mind today? 800-228-0550. I have some clips from the Clinton thing. I want to talk a little bit about the budget deal and what upsets you most and anything else on your mind today. Let's get to it. Fred and Wing, tell me what's on your mind today, sir.
Yes. I'm going to talk about the other side of the issue here this morning. Last night on KFYR, I think it was 6 o'clock news, simulcast thing with iHeartMedia. And I listened to them talk about a oil spill done by the same company that built the pipeline. And the first thing they did was talk about how many barrels, I think it was some cleaning fluid or some kind of fluid was spilled somewhere down south. I didn't catch the whole thing, but they immediately said, there's a man here that has something to say about that. And they put Archambault on. And he starts going on about how this evil company, this is why we did all the things that we did. This is why we got to get rid of this company. And this is why we got to do that. This is why we got to do that. And then they shut off and that was it. None of the other side. So I'm saying here this morning, I am proud to be part of the other side. When I hear this hatred toward oil and the oil industry on all sides and don't hear both sides of the issue, I'm proud to be part of the other side. And I'm glad that I'm joined by you, Scott, and some other people that are
on. Well, to set the record straight, that wasn't an iHeart News report. That was KX News at 6. So,
well,
different companies.
Okay, so. No, I guess I didn't understand that, Todd. Thank you very much.
Sure. The explanation is it was on KFYR, but it's re-aired from KX. So it's KX is responsible for the news content, and it's just re-aired as a convenience for listeners, right? So,
right.
But I mean, and quite honestly, what you just described was how many of the news outlets covering, even the local ones, the Dakota Access Pipeline, operated. And I happen to have a view that they're almost intimidated. They don't know necessarily the facts themselves. They don't have the resources to dig into them. So in this case, they just let, Chairman Archibald clearly has an axe to grind. And by the way, he and that whole movement have been trying to peddle a story about a spill by ETP on another site. And it's total bogus. It's not salt water. It's not oil. It's some sort of clay mud fluid. It's been circulating by a bunch of groups, blaring loudly by the environmental groups, and trying to act like it's gasoline dumped in the water. It's fake news. It's not accurate. And Archibald wants to peddle it because that's what he does. He peddles lies for a living. That's why he will soon be defeated as chair of the reservation, the Sioux Nation. So, Fred, hang on. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Yast. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Dr. Rich Zollinger reminds soybean farmers the importance of pre-plant and pre-emergent herbicides. The North Dakota Weed Control Guide contains guidelines for effective and successful weed management. Rotate herbicides with different mechanisms of action and control weeds in field parameters and drown out areas. One of the most important strategies for effective weed management is don't forget the pre. Apply effective pre-emergent herbicides at full rates and include herbicides of multiple mechanisms of action. Pre-emergent herbicides will reduce weed emergence and allow flexibility in post-emergent herbicide application timing. Residual pre-emergent herbicides applied to soil and at early post-emergent timing will suppress weed emergence through canopy closure, particularly those with a long germination pattern. Use pre-emergent herbicides that will effectively control problem weeds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. You want a good night's sleep? I can guarantee it. How can you guarantee it, Scott? Because I get one every single night thanks to MyPillow. Todd does, too. They have pet pillows, too, you know. They're the best. My Pillow pet pillows.
I posted a picture of my pet on there.
Did you? I don't know if I've done that yet. I need to do that.
Yeah.
They got a little Hudson on
Gatsby
there.
Gatsby was all just all tuckered out. And,
what makes my pillow so special for Gatsby and for Hudson and Herbie and Arnhoff and for you and I that sleep on them is it's a patented pillow. So the fill in the pillow allows you to adjust the pillow to exactly what you want instead of the other way around. That's what's different about a MyPillow. So when you're getting the exact support you need, two things happen. You sleep, you get to sleep faster, and you stay there longer. That's what's so important about it. And it really does work. And I love the fact that our listeners go out of their way to tell us, hey, I love MyPillow. I love MyPillow. It just doesn't happen with a lot of products. I love it, too, and I know you will. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And free shipping for orders over $100. You're going to get 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Okay, to finish with Fred and Wang, let me say this, Fred. Oil is going to spill. You know, whatever is in pipelines is going to spill. It's going to happen. It's sort of like you put cars on the road, and you know not every car is going to get from where it starts to where it's intending to go the way it intends, because accidents happen. So I don't want to suggest that that accidents don't happen. My only point is the vast majority of the time, some of these groups that oppose pipelines, oppose fossil fuels, they've decided they're going to use, you know, I think what they did, they're hoping consumers are stupid. They're hoping that that consumers, that people that use gasoline won't get that if we don't have pipelines, for instance, everything costs more. If you don't have a pipeline, then when I go to buy gas at the pump, it's going to cost me a lot more money. Now, when you and I know that as consumers, when we're informed consumers, we're like, you know, hey, sorry, pipelines are safer, cheaper than, for instance, rail. So I want pipelines. If they're the safest way to get these liquids where they're going, and the cheapest way to do it, I want that. And so you have to be an informed consumer to know that. They're banking that you're going to be stupid. But, Fred, I know you better than this. You're not going to be stupid, are you?
Well, I've been known to make mistakes, but I live up to them, you know. You try to live up to them when you're wrong. But these people are doubling down. Rush talks about this doubling down thing. When they're wrong and they're proven wrong, and they're like in the case of Hillary losing, you know, then they come out and they start doubling down on the lies again. And I think that there's just too many people, and this is a sad thing, Scott. There's too many people that are listening to that 6 o'clock newscast and that 10 o'clock newscast. They're listening, and that's all they're getting. And they've done it because they've done it since the 70s or the 80s, whenever you were born, since the 60s since the 50s, they listen to that cast and it comes on and that's their news. And oh, I'm just telling people, please listen to something else. Just, you know, I can make up stories if I want. One thing I'd like to say about Todd Mitchell, the radio god. Now he lost all that weight. Is he half a god now? Is he like Hercules?
He's kind of a mini god.
Like Kevin Sorbo.
We call him a mini god. Yeah, he's kind of.
He's a demigod. He's like Hercules was. He looks like the guy that played like Kevin Sorbo now, doesn't he?
Well,
he's a pinup.
I'm way too short. I'm not nearly as muscular, but a guy could do worse than to be looking like him. I'll put it that way.
All right, Fred.
Good chatting with you, and good discussion Fred. All the way around. And
thanks for the kind words, Fred. I appreciate that.
Exactly. We're all rooting for Todd on that fitness Spartan training program.
Almost and 90 pounds lost since January 4th. So
doing absolutely incredible.
Todd the half god. Todd the demigod.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. And Fred, keep thinking. Keep thinking. That's the key thing here. Critical thinking. I mean, I don't care if you watch a newscast and something's on there that you, just ask yourself. Well, let's see, why would Dave Archimbault be saying that about the pipeline, right? I get what he said. Am I going to believe him? No, I'm probably going to understand that he has an agenda here because his entire, his entire reason for being is transformed into being part of the, Earth Justice eco-terrorist crowd. And therefore, his job now is to oppose energy transfer partners and pipelines. So while I think he started from the premise of having a concern for the earth, if you will, and protecting things, I think it's morphed into he's a carnival barker, and it is embarrassing how often he's been wrong and how poorly this whole thing has been handled. His leadership. And so if you just step back for 5 minutes and start trying to find the pieces, I think it's fairly easy to understand what's going on. Dave and Sterling, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott, I want to talk about electricity costs and the federal government shutdown impact, all that. Anyway, I would like to know the mystery. If you guys could find out, you know, all these subsidized wind farms that are going up, and then you hear in the news that electricity costs are going up. You know, when these subsidies come off, who's going to be paying the bill to maintain all these big, big wind farms and the maintenance that's going to be incurred there? I presume it's going to be the taxpayer or the customer.
Now, we have coming up a little recap on some of the things that happened in the North Dakota legislature related to wind, because very early on, there was, some would say, a target on wind on some of those very same issues. And I talk in this week's Energy Matters episode with Randy Crispin of the North Dakota Public Service Commission about some issues related to that as well. So I'm going to save your question and get you chapter and verse answers on this when we do have our guests on from Wanzek, that is a company that's very involved in the construction of these facilities, and also some of the folks from Otter Tail Power who are going to be joining us soon on, I think it's next week, but anyway, on this particular topic. I would just tell you that those are good questions. They need to be asked, and they need to, because to me, I'm an all of the above guy. I really am. I think if you look at our energy needs and you look at how we're going to meet them, we really need everything. But there has to be a level playing field, and I think Wynn knows that. They do. They know that that tax credit is not going to be there forever. And other competing energy resources, coal, for instance, sees that as, well, wait a minute, that's an unfair advantage there. That we're not on the same thing. The utilities would argue, I think, Dave, with your premise that it costs more. They would. They would say it's in the end, because of how all these credits work and what you have to do, that it's not. But anyway, there's other people better equipped than I to answer your questions, because they're good ones, and we'll do that. You had a question also on the government shutdown. Can we save that for after the break here, Dave?
You bet.
Plus, I have the Hillary Clinton clip. You have to hear this, folks. You just have to hear this coming up on the program. But we'll talk with Dave about the government shutdown. When we come back, we'll get Hillary in here. And I have some tidbits, too, on Budget Director Mulvaney's comments related to a lot of these concerns on the budget yesterday from the White House. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
USA, helping America fuel better. How about a 4-for-4 lunch special today? I'd go for it if I were you. The 4-for-4 deal is so good. It's that hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. That's the toughest part, though. Oatmeal raisin, do you do the M&M, do you do the sugar cookie? You get what I'm saying?
What do you do, Scott? What's your cookie?
It's more and more the oatmeal raisin. I can't explain why.
Sounds like it's a healthy alternative, or, you know, the healthiest of, so you could justify it that way.
Yes, it's a healthy cookie. You're exactly right, yeah. Todd. Thank you for, you know, making me feel better about that.
Who loves you, brother?
The peanut butter is really good, too.
Chocolate protein, cake, there you go.
Good standby, but, you know, it's a great deal. It's a $4 lunch, and it's a, you know, nice-sized pizza and the 20-ounce drink. By the way, also register for your chance at winning one of $1,050 gift cards. They do new drawings every week. So if you haven't been there this week, you need to get there, get registered as well at PetroServe USA. They're in the shadow of the state capitol in Bismarck. They're over there in Mandan with locations. They're all, gosh, where else could you find them? Bemidji, Grafton, Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks now, Valley City, new location coming up there, which is very nice. Castleton, a couple of locations there. Don't get me started. Grafton, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Dave and Sterling, tell me about the government shutdown comment you wanted to make.
Well, you and I both know, Scott, that the general public doesn't give a tinker's damn about the federal government shutting down. Because all it amounts to is, you know, the unionized federal employees getting their paid vacation, because not one of them loses a dime of income during the shutdown. They all get back pay. They all get everything. And what does tick me off is that some of these federal employees during the shutdown will go out of their way to impede the public, such as, I think, the last shutdown Republicans did a few years ago when they kept the veterans from seeing the wall there in D.C. I'll tell you,
pathetic.
That would really...
Absolutely pathetic move by the Obama administration.
Yeah,
Extract the most pain just try and find the things you know are going to really stick it to people so it'll be the worst headline. Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a veteran. I'll tell you, if I'd have been there, there'd have been a war on right there. I'd have been tearing down them barricades like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, you know, to top it off is, you know, how long do these people in Washington think we can continue to print money to pay our bills? Is it going to be the $21 trillion debt? Is it going to be the $22 trillion in debt? Is that what's finally going to top list? I mean, it's just sickening. I don't understand how these people, these representatives, can sit there and just keep spending and spending and spending money we don't have. I don't understand.
Yeah, so I totally agree with you, and I believe Donald Trump is the one guy that's got a fighting chance. He's the one guy go in there and recognize there's a swamp. It's a swamp. And if you don't drain the swamp, everything you just listed as being concerned about will continue to be. Okay? So he's got to go there and say, we're going to do it different. Listen, have you ever heard a president of the United States refer to a shutdown as a good thing?
No, it was great.
He did in his tweet yesterday. He said, our country needs a good shutdown, in September to fix the mess. What he's talking about is this monster. Now, here, this will cause some of our listeners to throw things at the radio and get mad at me. And that's okay. You can call, you can tweet, you can email, you can text, whatever. I don't care about whether or not Planned Parenthood gets the same amount of money they've been getting forever. From, you know, now till September. I really don't. What I do care about is you cut the head of the snake off once and for all and be done. And I believe that about all of this stuff. So a bunch of people are running around whining and moaning and, Republicans are going to fix this and they're not going to fix it. Well, look, it's between now and September. Okay. The idea was, all right, fine. Give a little bit of breathing room. By the way, a new president at this point, according to the current rules of how we do appropriations, shouldn't be dealing with an appropriation. In other words, Obama's budget should carry us well into the first 2 years of Trump's term. But because Obama was worthless and played politics on budget funding, they didn't get it done, and so they had to do it very early on. And so they basically had this showdown, and what they did is they said, let's cut a deal between now and September. A lot of what you're hearing is Democratic bluster. Oh, we won on the wall. We won on Planned Parenthood. And if you get into the details, it's not so. But as usual, a lot of us are getting sucked into it, and now we're having this circular firing squad, which I don't really like. I really don't like. Now, you know, people I like, Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh, and others are talking about it. I mean, and Rush said yesterday, why do we vote Republican if this is what we get? Democrats got everything they wanted: Obamacare, Planned Parenthood, sanctuary cities, all funded, yet no border wall. Even when they're in power, they're not in power. Now, I don't believe what Rush said is true. I believe that's what the Democrats are saying has happened. But I believe even Rush has been a little bit duped there. I mean, this isn't everything they wanted forever. We're caving on these things. This is a process. When Trump himself puts out a tweet and says, either elect more Republican senators in 2018 or change the rules now to 51%. What would you vote for there, Dave?
Oh, I go to 51% because the country is changed so dramatically with the influx of so many foreigners come in with their different ideals and different views on democracy that the 60% I don't think will ever be available again.
Exactly right. On Planned Parenthood, here's what Director Mulvaney of the Office of Management and Budget. If you are interested in all of the details of all this stuff, I'd really encourage you to go to C-SPAN and watch yesterday's White House press briefing, which wasn't Sean Spicer. It was Mick Mulvaney, the White House Budget Director. And he went through all of these things. Very good. But he also, most importantly, gave you the idea that this is all. This is the Trump administration's plan to drain the swamp. Now, I would have liked more victories in the short-term funding as well. But if it gives us the breathing room, if we're not afraid of a shutdown and we say, here's the deal, here's what it's going to be, and if you don't like it, we will shut down the government and we'll leave it shut down, then I'm okay with it. I really am. But here's what he said about Planned Parenthood. He said it does fund Planned Parenthood. It absolutely does. And we were concerned about that to begin with and then thought it through and had a chance to talk to some pro-life leaders, both on the Hill and then off the Hill, some of the outside groups. I think everybody came to one realization, which is that if you're serious, if you're a lawmaker serious about voting to defund Planned Parenthood, then your opportunity to do that is in the American Health Care Act, which the House is currently debating right now. So we decided not to fight the Planned Parenthood battle on this funding bill because it's contained in the Health Care Act. Okay? In other words, everybody that voted against the previous Obamacare plan voted against the idea of defunding Planned Parenthood. Right? Now, okay, I understand there are other reasons, but are they evil? I don't think so. It's still in the budget deal, but it's not in the health care plan. So if that health care plan passes, Planned Parenthood is defunded. It's dealt with there. Does that make sense, Dave?
Yes, indeed. I just hope everything gets straightened out here because it's just a long road down to the pit, it looks like.
It is. He has some really good comments on the wall, too, and about some of the ways they found to do that cheaper. I don't think that was a cave on the wall. I just really get tired of the of getting sucked in. Dude, look, the Democrats have a pipeline to the mainstream media, and they use it very well, and I understand that, but I also recognize it. So when I hear anything on any newscast, I don't believe it.
Absolutely.
Until I confirm it for myself. So I would hope we wouldn't get sucked into this stuff. Thank you, Dave. Nice call. Mike in Long Prairie, Minnesota. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, good morning. I love listening to your radio station. Keep up the good work. So the thing I'd like to talk to you about or ask you about is Benson Power. Have you heard anything about that plant closing? It's a renewable energy supplier for, the way I understand it, 50,000 homes in Minnesota here, and they are talking about closing that plant down. Have you heard anything about that?
No, tell me the name again, sorry.
Benson Power.
Oh, Benson Power, okay. And
right.
Benson
it's here
Power.
In western Minnesota.
Yeah, I know Benson. I know Benson well. Used to drive through there all the time. My hometown is Montevideo, and we'd go to the lake in Minnewaska, and that was between Starbuck and Glenwood, so we'd always go through Benson. But
sure.
So who owns the Benson Power plant, do you know?
It's owned by a group of investors, and also Xcel Energy owns a big part of it, the way I understand. And what they're looking at doing is buying out the rest of the investors and shutting it down and dismantling it. And it seems kind of opposite from what all the Democrats have been pushing here for renewable energy and renewable resources. They burn turkey litter and wood chips, and this looks like it's going to affect, you know, probably thousands of jobs or 1,000 jobs here in Minnesota. From loggers, turkey producers, haulers, all the way down to the plant there, I believe they've got about 100 people down there that are going to be affected.
Don't know, but I will do some digging. I know Mark Nisbet from Xcel Energy, and just saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact, at that legislative event, Eggs and Issues, and I will I'll ask him next time I see him, and or we'll track him down here and get an answer for you, Mike.
All right. I would appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Sir. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Let's see who's next. Chris and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to share my response to the GOP donation solicitation I got yesterday. I told them I was using the funds I would normally donate to you and giving them to the Right to Life. I'm doing so due to the CR budget just passed. I cannot morally support something that supports funding for Planned Parenthood and the killing of babies, not to mention funding for sanctuary cities and visas. Legal immigrants are a contributing factor for the shrinking of the middle class, not only by allowing lowering wages, but by using my tax dollars to fund the social and medical welfare. We can't take care of our own citizens, let alone those of another country. Once I see the swamp being drained and President Trump having more of an influence on the establishment than the establishment has on President Trump, I will continue to donate to the president and the GOP. I highly recommend vetoing the CR. Use budget reconciliation to get 51 votes versus the 60 votes you claim you need for Trump's budget. Regardless, if it was a stopgap measure for Obama's budget, elections have consequences, and that was then and this is now. We did not vote for 6 more months of any Obama's policies, let alone his budget. Isn't his doubling the deficit damaging enough? A government shutdown would be a great way to make some of that up, however minuscule it is. Sincerely, a disappointed Trump supporter.
Well thought out note, Chris. Well thought out, for sure. And appreciate your taking the time to, you know, put your thoughts together and let them know. I think that's important, no doubt about it. And I wouldn't blame you for wanting to sit on the sidelines here with your hard-earned bucks and say, I'm going to wait and see what they do. I would also encourage you to dig into the details and any of those things. I'm with you on Planned Parenthood 100%. Couldn't agree anymore, but I think let's get Obamacare repealed, and we'll take care of that right there. Encourage people to do it. Vote for it. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables, but you know, right now I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all, and folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Evidently, you support Planned Parenthood now that you think it's fine that they are being financed by the federal government and your tax dollars.
I think that's pretty obvious. I've made it a point that I do not support federal funding of Planned Parenthood. And I also explained why the White House decided to not fight that battle in the budget, but rather have it in health care. I guess I could turn it on the caller. Were you for the last repeal and replacement of Obamacare that failed by Republicans? Were you for Paul Ryan's plan? Well, you weren't? Well, then you're for Planned Parenthood. Don't play that game with me. Hey, friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Your chance to hear about one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, one in Bismarck, one in Valley City. Listen up, 2014 GMC Sierra half-ton pickup, 4x4 SLT, beautiful dark green metallic paint color. Look at that baby. And the chrome wheels, just phenomenal. New, that's about $55,000 ride. On sale today only. If you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, for just $35,866, only 22,000 miles of it. Four-wheel drive, you can haul anything you need to pull, SLT package, so it's loaded up, one owner, local trade, the whole deal won't last long. Pucklich, valleycity.com, check it out, see it for yourself, stop in and see them, call them. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I've been promising Hillary Clinton, this is my favorite clip out of the whole interview she did with Christiane Amanpour at CNN. Okay, this is vintage. Listen to this.
I take absolute personal responsibility. I was the candidate. I was the person who was on the ballot. And I am very aware of, you know, the challenges, the problems, the, you know, shortfalls that we had. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th
wait a minute.
Russian WikiLeaks
what?
Raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off.
I just got a little whiplash here because I thought personal responsibility, I take it, it's me, I know. But, you know, and I was going to, the election was held on October 27th, I'd have won. Election wasn't on October 27th. Hello? If I was born on October 21st rather than the 22nd, I'd be a zillionaire. I don't know. It's like bottle rockets would be flying out of places. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. That they are incapable of any kind of personal responsibility. None. It's excuse making. But I guess I hope they keep it up. Here's a caller that came in earlier on Hillary as well.
Say you were talking to Hillary Clinton. Did you happen to catch that she is suggesting that the United States President Trump push women's issues and equality in their foreign relations? Is that not something she would have had a chance to do as Secretary of State and never did? Just an idle thought.
That's not an idle thought. It's a good one. I love it. No kidding. I mean, but nobody asks this stuff of them. It's phenomenal. Leon's on the road, has a comment. In disagreement with yours truly, lay it on me, Leon. Where did I screw up?
I love you, Scott. You know that. But I'm listening to you. One, I don't want babies killed for the next month or for the next 3 months or, you know, for however long. I think that if we could put a stop or a chink in their armor at any cost, any point along the way, we should do it 100%. The next point is we voted.
And just so you know, Leon, just so you know, I'm with you on that, as I said earlier. And I also read from the transcript of yesterday's briefing by Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, in which he talked about pro-life groups and pro-life leaders in Congress said this is the route to go. So folks who agree with you just said there's a different strategy. We've got it over there. We've defunded it in the healthcare thing. Let's, you know, that vote's going to happen. Let's put it there. So nobody disagrees. Just a question of how to do it.
Okay. And I heard you reference that, you know, this CR will get us to September or something to that effect. And that there wasn't a whole lot that they could do about it or something to that effect. But I remember last year, Republicans compromising, swallowing our bile to get that CR pushed to this date so that we could change something.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And that's where you get tired of, okay, we're just kicking the can down the road and it's going to stay the same. If it stays the same under Donald Trump, I'm with you 100%. 100%. But I think this makes sense now till September, given that they did get a lot done that they wanted to do. They changed a lot of things. We're not talking about that. We're not talking this whole idea of it has to be $1 for this and $1 for that. And a lot of the games they've already gotten rid of in this deal. But the big deal, and I hope it comes, I'm glad Trump's talking about a good shutdown. He's talking about changing the rules to 51 votes instead of 60. All those are negotiating tools. It's the art of the deal. Read the art of the deal, and then tell yourself, okay, that's what's going to happen between now and this negotiation. And if it doesn't happen the way we want it to happen, I'm with you 100%. But I think Trump's different. We'll find out.
I do believe that Trump is different and he will govern differently. But I also believe that if Republicans start showing some signs, we might have a very different 2020.
Don't disagree at all. So in the end, we agreed over a few disagreements. Thank you, Leon. Appreciate it. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
May 12th and 13th, music, stars, and classic cars at The Hop. Rock and Roll Festival coming to Minot, Mesa's Pepsi Arena for two fun-filled evenings. Doors open both nights at 5:30 with concerts beginning at 7. Friday night's lineup will include Chubby Checker,
Angel,
Johnny Tillotson,
Angel,
and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. While Saturday night will be filled with performances by Brian Hyland, Kermit's Hermit, starring Peter Noon.
I am.
Not to mention, Rocky the Rollers will perform both nights with special guest Al Brady. Get your tickets today online at visitminot.org, minotaurushockey.com, and at all Marketplace food locations. To find out more information, call 701-857-8225. That's 857-8225. You're going to have a blast, man.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.